Hola, buenos días. Si no le importa, haré la pregunta en español para que pueda contestarla también en español, Graciana da Silva. Quisiera preguntarles, porque en el informe aparece que en 2013 se redujeron el número de personas pobres en el mundo, 150 millones, por los programas de protección social. No sé si tendrían otros datos, si se puede comparar en el tiempo, si hay estadísticas en las que se vea un poco la evolución. Y luego también les quería preguntar por el papel de los subsidios, que también está incluido en el informe, y preguntarles exactamente qué deberían hacer los países ricos, porque muchas veces también se ve que esos subsidios a la agricultura en los sistemas más avanzados también tienen repercusión en las poblaciones más pobres.
No, no sé si entendí bien, pero pregunta si hay una serie comparable de números sobre la pobreza extrema. Sí, hay, el Banco Mundial, por ejemplo, la tiene, lo que muestran es que hay una reducción muy acentuada en los últimos, sobre todo en la última década, de las personas que viven con menos de $1.25. Hay toda una polémica ahora sobre el cambio del patamar de un 25 a un 90, que el Banco Mundial atribuye a una corrección monetaria. Son valores equivalentes en términos de poder compra a lo largo de la década, y aún así los números muestran una significativa reducción de la pobreza extrema, sobre todo en Latinoamérica, que es el continente que va a frente de esa reducción. Mucho tiene a ver con el crecimiento en los países en desarrollo. Crecimiento significa la oportunidad de generar más empleo, y eso es vital. Pero no todo se debe al crecimiento. Cuando el crecimiento tiene lo que llamamos nosotros una agenda inclusiva, investimientos pro-poor, eso es más efectivo en términos de la reducción de la pobreza extrema. Y eso se verifica sobre todo cuando el crecimiento, digamos, chorrea para las áreas rurales. Ahí es donde viven los más pobres de los más pobres. Y esos investimentos, sobre todo en educación, en salud, en inversiones en carreteras, en mercados locales, en habitación, son típicos investimentos pro-poor, que favorecen la reducción de la pobreza. Sobre lo que deben hacer los países desarrollados, bueno, es una demanda histórica de los países en desarrollo reducir el nivel de subsidio a la producción agropecuaria. Y ahí me permite llamar la atención a la diferencia entre reducir el subsidio a la producción y los subsidios a los pobres. Las transferencias sociales, lo que nosotros planteamos de la necesidad de una mejor cobertura social, son transferencias a los pobres, independiente de lo que produce. Y muchos incluso no tienen casi producción por su debilidad, por su incapacidad, no tienen los medios para producir. Es el caso, por ejemplo, de la gran mayoría de los agricultores de subsistencia de África. No tiene ni la capacidad de producir suficiente para alimentar la familia. En esos casos, las transferencias sociales son fundamentales para erradicar la pobreza.
Muchas gracias, director general. I'm going to give now the floor to the gentleman at the back. Please, can we have the microphone there? Here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Lingenfels, German Television ARD. I would like to know if you could point out maybe one or two examples how you physically give the money or the vouchers or whatever to the people in the rural area. How do you transfer social protection to the people physically?
Well, this is an easy task. Give money is the easiest task that I ever have seen. I can tell you what we did with the Zero Hunger when we started. We started in a very small city named Guaribas. The only, organized a shopping there was a pharmacy. It was also the only place that have a telephone in the pharmacy. And so we started to transfer through the pharmacy. In two or three months after, we found out that the man that runs the pharmacy asked for a payment for deliver this cash transfer. And then we started to implement it to a public bank, one of these cash machine transfer in the city. So that's not a problem. With a card, with the facility like the Visa card, credit card, or any kind of card, you transfer the money. That's not a problem. I don't know if I understood your question rightly. You can do nowadays by mobile phone, for example. Many systems that you do.
Yeah. I only wonder if everybody has a credit card in those areas to use a cash machine. I only wondered if everybody has a credit card in an area where the people don't even have
enough. It's not for everybody. It's for the poors. So you give them the card. This is part of the program. What we did, we went house by house, and we have a list of people that we selected where the poors in the city, and were about 600 families. We gave them the card. So they went there and cashed the money. Very simple. Low cost. Very low cost.
And the
transaction costs are very low. This is one of the... And you are sure that you benefit the poors. The target is also very important.
Thank you. Let me
I see that you are a bit surprised.
Yes, let me...
But we can show you how it works. We have videos and...
Actually... Okay. Thank you, Director. This is what I was going to mention to my fellow colleague journalist, because I have been also watching this, and for once I'm going to take the advantage that I'm here. It's a very simple. Once you have chosen a family, and that family is a poor family, is entitled to receive, they give them a card, but the card doesn't mean a credit card. It's a card where, under certain conditions, for instance, if the children go to school, if the children go to doctor twice a month or something like that. This is an example. Then they go with this stamp to the bank or to wherever the center is, and they give them the cash, $15, $50, $100. Okay, it's a rather very simple operation. Having clarified that, I hope we are going to move now to some of the journalists that are following us worldwide. I understand we have in Turkey. In Ankara, journalist from Andalu News Agency, Andrew J. Rosenbaum. Are you hearing me?
Thank you, yes. I'm Andrew Rosenbaum. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Not very well, but we can. Please go ahead and ask your question.
Thank you. Let me ask two questions together. First, could you go into a little greater detail about how social protection can be transformed into the transfer of know-how and technology? Because obviously the sooner that poor people can become self-substantial, the sooner that the the economy can move to another next level. Second question is a quick one. Is it possible to extend social protection to refugees?
Thank you, Andrew. I repeat the question for those following here in Rome because it was not very clear. The first question is social protection, as you describe it, is like a form of aid. Is there no element of these programs involving know-how transfer or technology upgrading so that the farmers you target can begin to modernize their production? And the second question was, could you elaborate on how these programs contribute to food security in developed nations too, or only low-income countries? I'll give the floor to our one.
Well, what I understood, the first question is, if there is also a way to transfer technology and knowledge on those, especially for the farmers, I believe that he's talking about farmers. I would say no, that's not the purpose. Let's not take the cash transfer as a panacea that can solve all the problems. Cash transfer is addressed to very poor people, the poorest of the poorest, to allow them to survive, to better, have a better quality of life. So with the cash transfer, what we can see after some time, they started to invest on better seeds, some agriculture inputs, but the first months or the first years even, they invest on themselves, eating better, putting the children in the school, healthcare, and so on. So this is the priorities that the poorest give, not only better and modern technology to produce more. They invest on their own capacity to survive. Usually, they opt first to have a better house than to have a better farm. This is what we can see. Because they depend more on the house to survive than on the farm. The other question understood is that, can it apply for refugees? Of course. No problem. In fact, the example that I told you about Somalia, this easily applied to refugees. Somalia was a good example. We had problems to provide the food in kind to the refugee camps because it was difficult for a truck to make the transportation crossing areas of conflict. So giving the money, the cash for work, immediately appears a lot of people to do this transfer of food from the place that they were available to another. Small commercial enterprise, let's say, started to do it using camels, using donkeys, any kind, they include their back for transport the food. The camps of refugees, we have good experience with cash transfers, also vouchers, to buy the food in the surrounding areas. We are also implementing, for example, in Kenya, to provide a program that allowed to buy local capacity that they use for cook. And this is becoming, let's say, a commodity that is being selling in the camps. There are many examples. Does it apply only for developing countries? No, it applies for all places that you have a extremely poor population. Developing countries used to have more extremely poor population. In fact, most of the developed countries already have some kind of social protection nets in place. So they already have a social welfare system that protects them. Cash transfer is part of a social welfare. I would say that cash transfer is a kind of a substitute where we don't have social welfare implemented yet. This is the first step to implement it.
Thank you. We have other journalist in Harare, in Zimbabwe. Busani Bafana, are you there? I've been told that there are some problems technically, but we have the question. Busani Bafana works for Africa Renewal, and he's asking, are you there? Maybe I can see. Okay. Given the wide, this is the question for the podium. Given the wide opportunities social protection programs cover in terms of poverty alleviation, equity, and food security, are you convinced that newly agreed SDGs speak to the wisdom of investing in social protection in Africa? I understand that the journalist is following from Zimbabwe, but technically the line has gone down right now. So if you can answer. Jomo.
Thank you very much. Let me emphasize that the SDGs, as I mentioned earlier, take social protection as a very important means for eradicating hunger, for eradicating poverty, for achieving many of its other goals. As I mentioned, it is to be found in SDG, not only SDG 1 and 5, but also SDG 8. But very importantly, it is featured not once but twice in the preamble. So I think Ms. Bafana should be assured that the SDGs do speak of this. But I think, as the Director General has emphasized, social protection is a means. Okay, the end is not the further expansion of social protection programs. It is a means to elevating the human condition, of enhancing the human condition. And this, I think, is very, very crucial. So the relationship between social protection and investment is also very important. As the Director General emphasized, even in the most destitute of conditions, that little extra edge which is provided by social protection enables people to seek livelihoods. Sometimes they are suboptimal, sometimes they are temporary, but very often, especially when they're not in a refugee situation, for instance, they contribute to enhancing the productivity and the means of finding, of seeking their own livelihoods on a more sustainable basis.
Thank you. Thank you, Jomo. I'm going then to give the floor back here to Rome to allow one last question before we close. If there are no questions from Rome, I'm going to close here unless somebody in the podium wants to add a few remarks. Director General, you have the floor.
Let me add just one point. We have been emphasized cash transfer, but does not need to be cash. The most important program, the food stamps in the United States that started in 1929, provides this transference to the poorest of the poorest. It's a kind of social protection, and this, it is in kind. You have a stamp that you go in the supermarket to use to buy food, only food that are listed in specific ways. This was implemented in the Great Depression, 1929, by after that, President Roosevelt implemented the cash, the food stamp program. It's still nowadays one of the most important system of social protection in the United States. So does not need to be money transfer only.
Thank you, Director General. With these remarks, I'm going to close the press conference, only reminding the media that, as you know, we have several activities and events going on during the whole week here in headquarters and around the world, and that the week will be culminating with the celebration of World Food Day on Friday, on the 16th of October, and this year we will be going to Milano Expo in Italy, with the Secretary General of the UN, President Mattarella of Italy, and of course, FAO Director General. We will be celebrating from there this year World Food Day. Thank you, thanking everybody for your attendance.